Good morning, everybody. This is PC Mike with my daily report on what's happening in tech news. Well, the big story is not so much tech, but have you been outside and looked at the clear night sky lately? If you have, you've seen the annual Perseid meteor shower. It's putting on an excellent show out there. And it has not peaked. Lots of shooting stars out there. If you can get outside the city, outside all that light pollution. The big night is tonight, the astronomers tell us. And there's also sort of this configuration of planets that will make things pretty neat. So go outside, look up, and enjoy the night sky if you can find a nice place where it's good and dark and clear. In political news today, there's some talk about a broadband plan, and you know, the Obama administration has been talking about a national broadband plan, but studies now are showing that a majority of Americans think that this U.S. government plan to deliver a high-speed internet connection to every citizen by 2020 is just not important, or it shouldn't be embarked upon soon. It looks like the citizens are deciding that we need to control our spending a little bit better. It doesn't look like the government's going to do that, but what are you going to do? And in product news today, Dell has come out with a pretty cool thing, a 5-inch Android-powered tablet that the early reviews are showing makes a surprisingly good iPad alternative. It's probably not going to do anything to set the iPad march to success off, because the iPad is selling just phenomenally. If you've been to an Apple store lately, they literally have lines out in front. People stand in line for the next opening to come talk to somebody about buying one that they have to put on order. But everybody thinks that, you know, just like they did with the iPhone, everybody wants to copy the iPad. So Dell has one. They call it the Streak, and it hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but it's kind of neat. It's not a bad looking tablet. It's probably one that you ought to look at if you can't afford an iPad, and if you're not into Apple technologies. You buy it on a contract, and it has some of the neater stuff you can get. But it's small. It's only a 5-inch screen, which makes it okay. Like if you're going to read books on it. You can do some web browsing on it, but it is noticeably smaller than the iPad, and it has a little 1 gigahertz processor that keeps it going pretty good. You can get a 16 gigabyte or a 32 gigabyte model. It comes with a set of headphones and pretty much the same as most of the Android devices out there. It has a media player. The consensus is not quite an iPod, but close. So there you go. It's offered in Europe right now, and it runs Android 1.6, which is kind of a downer because the new system out there is 2.2. But it will be coming here, and the Telegraph, .co.uk, which is the British paper, has been reviewing it. And it sells for about £35 a month for a contract. And that's a lot. That's a lot of money. That's like, $70 a month here if you were going to do it. You get unlimited text messages and 600 minutes. And I don't know what the price is. They don't really list the price on it. But it's coming this way, this Streak, and you'll be able to see it in the U.S. sometime soon. All right. Hey, that's the tech report for today. If you have not yet subscribed to the PC Mike newsletter, go to the PCMike.com site and do so. There's a form down on the lower right sidebar. You'll get a free report just by signing up on how to keep your PC running fast. And then you'll get the monthly newsletter where we often reveal some of the new technology before we put it on the blog or before it's on TV or in my newspaper work as well. Thanks for listening. And appreciate you tuning in. Spread the word. Tech rules. And you know my motto. If it works and you can afford it, it's already obsolete.